Congress is talking about a tripling of ethanol production in the U.S. by the year 2022. Most of the ethanol currently made comes from corn. Scientist Chris Kucharik of the UW-Madison is part of a research team that's been studying what agricultural fertilizers do to the Mississippi Basin. He says based on field observations and computer modeling of ecosystems, ramping up the growing of corn for ethanol would increase nutrient pollution in the river by 10 to 20%.
That pretty much will make it impossible for us to reach a goal of reducing nitrogen export by the Mississippi River, because where we're at currently, we're already, you know, sort of past the amount of nitrogen that we really want to see going into the Gulf.
In the Gulf of Mexico, the hypoxic or so-called dead zone of algae growth is currently about 20,000 square kilometers. Kucharik says his prediction of more nitrogen pollution may not come true if there's a lot more ethanol made from switchgrass, fast-growing trees, and other sources that don't need a lot of artificial fertilizer. Josh Morby is executive director of the Wisconsin Bioindustry Alliance. He says the ethanol industry is trying to clean up.
As biofuel producers, we're conscious of the impact that we have on the environment. By doing so, we've become more efficient, and we're partnering with researchers to look at other alternatives to produce ethanol besides corn.
The researchers say fertilizer runoff from corn fields can also damage waters that flow into the Great Lakes. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.